Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Pierce, who's general manager at Pierce Flooring, which basically owns the floor covering business in Montana. John, how you doing?
Kemp, good morning. Thank you. Good to see you.
You wear many hats. I see you at the National Floor Covering Alliance meetings, but this time we're in Orlando at the Shaw Flooring Alliance Convention, which happens every other year. We're at the Shingle Creek Resort. First off, remind our listeners, when you talk about Pierce Flooring, how many stores do you have?
Kemp, we have 7 stores, actually 3 full-service stores and then 4 outlet stores.
You pretty well cover the state, don't you?
Yes, sir. Pretty much wherever there's people in a town, we have a store there. So, and economic conditions are fairly good in spite of the downturn. We have the good fortune of being almost smack dab in the middle of the natural resource development, where in western North Dakota, eastern Montana, there is a ton of exploration and oil development going on. So we are the recipients of some very good prosperity in and around that area.
So how are things, I mean, when you compare what you ended up with in 12 versus 11, how did things shake out for you?
Well, first I'd say volume was up, and I don't have the final numbers yet, but I'm going to say somewhere in 7 or 8% up year over year. Margins are eroding because of the competition. You probably hear that everywhere you go. So our bottom line was about flat with the previous year.
What competition are you talking about?
Well, primarily the big box retailers we run into a lot because of perceived value. We run into the internet, we run into Lumber Liquidators, and we run into even Empire Today that doesn't physically exist in our market, but they have a solid presence on the television. So we run into that kind of competition, and what we see is a little bit of erosion from traditional consumer loyalty. They will go and chase perceived value rather than go to the traditional retailer. So we have to work harder and harder every day to get a fish on the line and then land that fish, so to speak, for Montana's language.
All right, so you're here at the Shaw meeting, which generally that means that a large percentage of your business is probably done with Shaw Industries. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, actually, and we spread it around quite a bit, but Shaw has evolved to being a really incredible partner, not just for product, but for resources. And I look forward to this convention every other year to learn, to educate, to motivate, and what they offer in terms of resources is incredible, both in speakers and in breakout sessions, best practices. Their trade show is incredible, and then all of the aligned dealers that come along with that, that helps us to enhance our business. It's really incredible to see a partner, and there's lots of partners in the world, but Shaw happens to be one of our key partners, as you alluded to, and all of the resources is that they work with each retailer to help us all be more prosperous in our market.
You know, those people that can't be at this meeting, when you pull in this, it looks like Shaw's taken over. They've got the banners down the quarter-mile driveway. You get here, and there's a band playing in the lobby, and there's all these animated creature puppets walking around. I mean, it's a real event. And when we talk about drinking the Kool-Aid, when you come to a Shaw event like this, it's all about Shaw and the Shaw brand and being here with your friends, isn't it?
It is, actually, and if I may share a couple of numbers with you, because I've had the good fortune of attending virtually all of these conventions since it began, and it grows every other year, and it's up about 16% this year over 2011 in attendance. There's over 1,000 retailers here, which with family, and it's a big family event, and that's really important to Shaw. There's about 3,000 or over 3,100 attendees signed up, so it's quite a family event and very festive.
I noticed that you're on the agenda, which I find very interesting. I mean, I know you're a major retailer and you've always been a big customer of Shaw, but you're also on the agenda for this meeting. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
A few years ago, I was invited to be on the Shaw Dealer Council, and there's several of us around the country that are honored to be part of that. As a result of that, we get to provide our input, and we learn back and forth. And one of the things that we have fun with is trying to figure out new ways of attracting and keeping customers. And one of the sessions now has gone wow, and we had a speaker this morning. He said the very first thing on his priority list was how to wow a customer. So there is this attempt, and that breakout session that I'm involved in is how to wow customers. Mm-hmm. Just to do things outside the box a little bit so that we can create more buzz, more word of mouth, and what they call viral networking. Mm-hmm. So to try to create a virus through wowing customers so that they'll brag about your businesses to their friends, neighbors, relatives, and partner with those customers that are satisfied with each company.
Mm-hmm. So this seminar that you're giving, is this going to be to a big audience, or is this a breakout session, or tell me a little bit more about that?
This is a breakout session, as there are several different sessions going out on throughout after the general session tomorrow morning. So this is just one of several, and I'm anticipating 100 to 150 people at this, I hope.
All right, so a little bit of background on you. I mean, how many years have you been in the flooring business?
I started on the payroll of our company in June of 1966. If I do my math right, that's about 47 and a half years now. And I'm still passionate about it. I love it, and I love trying to figure it out every day, and I really have enjoyed it. And I really enjoy my involvement at this level right now because it helps you work on the nuts and bolts of the whole industry for the good of the industry.
And what you mean by that, just to put it in other words, is that you're not just a participator, but you're also a teacher now, aren't you?
Well, thank you. That's very kind. I'm a contributor. I've never been at a loss for an opinion. If somebody wants an opinion from me, they get one. I enjoy, and I'm happy and delighted that once in a while my opinion might be valued.
Now, when you're back in Montana and you're up against the home center, what's the silver bullet, or what makes the customer buy from you versus going back to the home center?
Well, the first thing is we find more people bypass traditional retailers. So what we have to do is figure out a way, a message, send a message, marketing, advertising, social networking, that will cause their ears to perk up to get them to come in your store. That's the challenge. Number one is to get them to either call or come in. Number two is, once you get them, is to educate them on everything possible. It isn't just service anymore that wins in the end. That is what we independent retailers seem to have over, say, the big box operations. But we need to prove to everybody that if you add everything up in terms of dollars and goods and services, we actually can prove that we can win in the end based on initial value and then after sales service. So we have to get them in our door, number one. Secondly, it's our new responsibility with the new norm, they call it, is to re-educate the consumers, to let them know that it isn't just the lowest price of the product that gets the best value in the end.
I think you're like most NFA dealers, though, too, that you're a little bit traditional when it comes to the fact that you do spend money on advertising to get traffic in the store, and you know how to sell fashion, right?
Well, we think we do. We're very aggressive on spending advertising dollars in a variety of directions. So whether it's our website development, whether it's social networking efforts, or whether it's traditional advertising, we're all about everything that our budgets will allow us to spend. In terms of knowledge, we'd like to think that based on the fact, I think we started in the floor covering business in 1943, October, as far back as I can go. And we have longevity, we have low turnover, and we have people that are very knowledgeable, and I call them experts within this industry that we are in.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, well, I look forward to sitting in on your seminar tomorrow. Again, we've been talking to John Pierce, who's general manager at Pierce Flooring in Montana, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.